Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, it is because you've sent your Son Jesus to pay it all that we have reason to gather today. God, we are so grateful for an opportunity to be together as your church body, to worship you in song, to worship you as we come under your word to learn. And God, we just pray that tonight that you would bless our service. Lord, we pray that you would be honored in our time as we meet as a church family. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you'd like to open your Bible and follow along, the passage that we'll be in tonight to prepare for communion is Matthew 16. I'd like to start off before we jump in and just ask you a question to think about as we go through. And the question is this: if you were asked, who do you say that Jesus is, what would be your response? Who is Jesus? Simple question. A lot of different ways you can answer that, but be thinking about that as we walk through the passage tonight. Starting in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13. And we'll read a couple of verses, I'll make a few comments, then we'll read a little bit further. Verse 13, now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Let's stop there for a minute. So the first question Jesus asks his disciples in this gathering is, who do the people say that the Son of Man is? The disciples' response is interesting. John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. There's apparently some speculation going on amongst the people, right? There's a lot of grabbing at who Jesus might be. There's a lot of confusion, kind of uninformed speculation seems to be going on as to who Jesus really is. And I couldn't help but think as I read this, what if Jesus asked us as his people today, who do the people say that the Son of Man is? Do you think we could probably come up with some interesting answers as to who people say that Jesus is today? If you're plugged into the media much, you know it doesn't take long to turn on your TV or jump into a magazine to find the kind of most popular fad as to who Jesus might be. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of, oh, well, he was this great moral guy. He has this moral code, and he had these fishermen that followed him, and he was a great leader, maybe. There's a lot of interesting speculation. There's a lot of stuff on TV and stuff that you can find that people are saying about who Jesus is. Maybe a rebel who stirred up some controversy at a time. Maybe a guy who we just base our calendar on. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of human opinion floating around on the topic of who Jesus is. Let's read on. He said to them, to the disciples, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So the second question Jesus asked the disciples, he switches from who do the people say that I am to who do you say that I am? And Peter decides to stick his chest out. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You see, Peter is not overly interested in speculating. Peter's response is informed by the Old Testament. He's got eyewitness testimony of Jesus as well. Peter's got a lot of facts. The word Christ, as we've seen the last few weeks, is a word that we can also use in correlation with the word Messiah. This is the Messiah promised in the Old Testament. I want to walk through just real briefly a couple of Old Testament passages that point to Jesus here. Peter's well aware the Messiah will come. In Genesis 49, we see that he'll come from the tribe of Judah. He's aware from Isaiah 11 that he will be of the family of Jesse. He's aware from Jeremiah 23 that he'll be a descendant of David. He's aware from Micah chapter 5 that he will be born in Bethlehem. He's aware from Daniel chapter 9 that there is a calendar of events that are going to take place, and there's a specific time that the Messiah must come. He's aware that Isaiah 53, hundreds of years before Jesus comes, gives a description of Jesus' life and his death. Peter's answer is informed. He knows the family lineage, the birthplace, the timing and history. Jesus is the promised one. Peter gets it. This is the Christ, the Messiah. He knows based on the truth of God's word that this is the promised one that the entirety of the Old Testament has been rushing toward until this time. So let's turn this question that Jesus asked the disciples directly to you. And this is the question that I asked you to consider at the beginning. What if Jesus asked you, "Who do you say that I am?" How would you respond? This is a question that we all must answer. And if you haven't until tonight, I'm going to make you answer that question tonight. Who do you say that Jesus is? Your answer to this question has drastic implications. It has eternal implications, and it's one that you should take very, very seriously. Would you respond like the masses, like the people? Would you make speculations based on popular thought? Would you come up with an answer based on what you've heard others say, maybe what you've seen on TV, what you've read in a magazine, what the popular fad might be about Jesus right now? Or would you respond like Peter with an answer full of truth, gathered from a trusted source, information gathered from God's Word? See, the truth according to God's Word is this. Here's how we can answer, and we can know that these statements are true. We can join with Peter, who later says in Acts chapter 10, verse 43, "Of him," of Jesus, "all the prophets bear witness that through his name, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." We can join with Peter, who says again in 1 Peter 3:18, "For Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God." We can join with Paul in Romans 5, proclaiming, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly." We can join with Jesus in John 14 and say, "He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to God the Father but through him." So how do you answer this question? Look internally right now and ask yourself, how do you answer this question? If it's true that you might join with the masses, you might join with the people and make speculations about who Jesus might be, but you're really unsure and you haven't turned to him for the forgiveness of your sins, during this time, please just let the trays pass you by as they come down the aisles. Just know that it's our prayer coming into our service tonight that tonight would be a night of repentance for you, where you would turn to the true Jesus of the Scriptures and trust in him for the forgiveness of your sins. If you have turned from your sin and you trust in the promises of God's Word and would proclaim loudly with Peter, "Jesus is the Christ. He is, in fact, the Son of the living God," please take the bread and the cup as they come past you. And as you hold them, consider this. These elements represent something. The bread represents Christ's body that was broken for us. The juice represents his blood that was shed for us that we might be forgiven. And as we take them together, we boldly proclaim the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you're ready, please take the elements on your own tonight.